Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to Real Raw Radio, sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
909 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. You don't have to worry about Carmen being rude to you today because she's not here answering the phones. Next Friday, 1 week from tomorrow, is another Free Gas Friday brought to you by Farrah and Farrah. I'll give you the location next Friday morning at 7 o'clock. Carmen will be out there. You go by and fill up your tank for free. Hopefully gas will be like $12 a gallon by next week, so you can really feel like you got something good.
By the way, I read a thing that said fill up now because Memorial Day weekend they're going to raise the prices because they know everybody's traveling, so they'll get you.
That's when we use the electric car. Our comedian Jared Freed is here. Jared, it's great to see you.
It is great to be here. You know, I tried calling in last week.
You did?
No, I tried calling in. Carmen picked up. She goes, she just screamed, "I'm on my period," and then hung up.
That's exactly like
yeah,
her.
Yeah, it was so
you get that
rude.
A lot, Carmen.
So I just stopped trying.
Thank you, though. Thank you for sticking with the show.
I had to stick with the show. I've been a longtime fan.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'd appreciate that. She does that to a lot of people.
I tried again about a month before, and she was like, "I'm bleeding out of my heart." And then just hung up. Yeah. Just every month.
Your schedule is off. Try a different week.
I think we're sinking.
Yeah.
We're sinking. I'm sinking. My calls are sinking with her time of the month. That emailer was right. I just like that the emailer was like the most polite review I've ever heard. And Carmen's just like, screw them!
Garbage.
It's like, oh, I think we're sensing the issue right now.
Right, exactly. There's just proving the argument for the guy. Jared came after they canceled his flight. I would have been like, all right, well, it was nice. I'm not coming. I'll be there tomorrow. I'm not going on the show. We have had so many comedians that just were tired and couldn't make it on the show. You changed your flight to make sure you got here early.
I made sure.
We appreciate that.
Of course. I love coming in here. And you guys are off on Friday.
Apparently, it's the only way he gets to talk to us.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. I had to get here. To travel to your house.
Don't worry. I think Carmen's okay right now. I don't think it's dirty time.
Yeah,
I think
it'll be okay. No bears waiting out in the yard.
Tell me other radio shows that you go on that you like. I'm always curious to see who the other radio...
But this is the thing. I don't go on a lot of radio shows. You're kind of... there's not a lot around. You know, I went on DVE in Pittsburgh.
Randy?
Love. Those guys are great. Yeah.
What's the new guy's name? I don't know. I know it was Randy and Jim, but I don't know who the new guy is. I know, I didn't mean to put you on the spot either, but I just can't. I know that they change guys, and I can't remember the other guy's
name. They're great.
Yeah, they are. They're good dudes. Okay, so then there's that. Like, I was watching Shane Gillis, and I don't remember who it was. They were talking about the same thing with radio. He's like, "We don't do radio anymore." Oh, it was
Theo.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
And he's like, "We don't do it anymore." And Theo was like, "Except Florida." And then Shane Gillis was like, "Oh, yeah, Calta, we'll go on that show, yeah."
Yeah, this is the most fun. I don't understand.
Yeah. I love it. I love having you guys come in, but I got to tell you, if I was on the other end and I had your job, I would dread coming in too. Because getting up early and then having to walk. I mean, with this, you've been on the show a bunch. You know us, so it's easy. But if you had to walk in, if they were like, "We're taking you to Star 96, Mindy and Bob," I'd be like, "Oh, this is never going to..." Well, they like your videos.
They've been married for 15 years.
Yeah.
See, I have an easier time, I think, than most because I delve into the pop culture world. So if you get like the Kiss 97 station.
Yeah, you can fit in there.
I can kind of like do some Bachelor talk and do that route. But
for this show, which is a male skewing show,
yes,
we have a surprisingly large women listener group, which we're very proud of
because everybody
said women would hate us, we're too rude and all that stuff. But women love us. You're the rude one. We're all good.
Yeah.
But we are. You would think that this is an abrasive male show that loves sports and all that. We don't know nothing about sports, and we love like 90 Day Fiance.
Jaws of Sunset.
Oh, yeah. We had that guy on there.
We had
that,
the same eyebrows.
Yeah.
Reza. Me and Reza, yeah.
We had the ugly foot doctor guy on the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
My feet are killing me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
my feet are killing me.
He's gorgeous. He wasn't ugly. I mean, the feet were ugly.
The feet are crazy.
Dude.
You look at that, you're like, how does it get this far?
Right. Same thing with Dr. Pimple Popper. You're like, why would you wait this long?
Well, the Pimple Popper thing is more sad. Because
some of them.
Well, because they say basically the insurance doesn't cover it.
Yeah.
So they're coming in and they're like, I can't imagine living a life. And that's why, when you watch Pimple Popper, they're the most thankful people in the world. Because
I've had this hump on my back for 30 years.
30 years. And I'm just like, I guess I'm just living life this way.
Yeah.
And then Pimple Popper's like, this would have been $50.
Right.
And they're like, well, now I got to, pay my kids college. You
I
know?
Literally took a pin and I just drained it right into a
I don't make a lot in the bell tower.
Yeah.
It's literally, and they all come in with like, literally like, it's outpatient procedure.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like they put them out and it's like the biggest change of their life.
Oh,
you know?
I saw a guy go the other day. He was an old man. But he had a real bulbous nose.
I know who you. I know.
Oh, I
bulby
like,
nose.
Yeah. You know,
bulby nose. Yeah.
And I just felt so bad for him because he went this whole life. And then once he starts cutting things off that nose and the nose was so flabby, I'm like, that nose is going to fall off. I'm like, it was
more bulbous than nose.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
It really bothered me. Now, the foot guy is. I had to think. So I think he's gay.
Okay.
Because I looked at his social media.
Mm.
So he is a supermodel looking gay guy who's in such athletic shape that he was on American Gladiator or one of those shows.
Really?
And he's a foot doctor, a podiatrist in Manhattan, right, and lives like right near Central Park. He must be getting much ass.
I mean, just crushing it.
Crushing it.
He's living the life of the gods.
Yeah, everything went his way. He must be having the best life ever. And now he's on TV, and they're all like, oh. And all these women are like, you should marry my daughter. And he's like, nope, but how's your son doing? Yeah.
I'm just having the best time ever.
Exactly.
Living in New York.
Jared does a lot of commentary on The Bachelor. I have to tell you, I love these dumb shows.
They're the best.
I've tried to get into The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all that, and that's just not my thing. And it's not because I like the idea of falling in love and all that stuff. It's not that, but I also like when they fight with each other and talk crap, but it's just basically like, who's the biggest, best looking whore? Is going to, because he's like, I'm going to bang. Because they all come out. It's like basically he'll have a connection with somebody and then he'll bang the other girl. And then he'll be like, but I chose it when I had the connection.
Well, that was last season.
Yeah.
Was like the most recent season was wild. Like this guy, and he basically got it to three women, told all three he loved them.
Oof.
And then went into the fantasy suite with two of them. And then he was like, well, I've decided on the third. And then the third, she goes, okay, he's like, I love you. And she goes, okay, no problem. Just a couple questions. Have you told the other women you love them? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, have you had sex with the other women? He goes, yeah. And you can just see on his face, like, I've made a huge mistake that I had no way of
going. What whores are on this show that they know he's going to have sex with at least three chicks or, like, maybe depending on how the show goes, maybe even more. And it's the ones who give up the most, usually the ones who get to stick around.
I don't know. I think they all I've talked to these contestants before and they all say the same thing. They're all like, you're in this world, it is like this, this bubble.
Yeah.
And you have a producer being like, so and so likes you, so and so likes you, and then you just get
start buying into it
and they're like it happens. Like I think of the Bachelor like I think of like WWE.
Yeah.
Like it's not, we know it's fake-ish, but you still have to jump off the top rope and take the bumps.
Mm-hmm. It's still happening. You're still watching it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And do we know, like, a follow-up on these things? Like, how many of these people stay together?
Not very many.
The one from Tampa years ago, I forgot her name, real pretty girl. I used to see them all the time at like hockey games and charity events.
Well, Tampa's like a breeding ground for bachelor contestants. Like, this is where they come from.
Do you remember? You might be too young.
It's that in UFC.
Yeah.
You might be too young.
The pillars of society come from this area.
What was it? Studs. Remember? Do you know Studs? Mm-mm. Or are you too young for that? Studs was where it was at. Studs was late night on like WB or one of those things. And it was one guy, his name is Mark DiCarlo. I think that's him, right? Mark DiCarlo? And I might be... No, Mark DiCarlo was a different show. I don't know. I'm confusing hosts. But anyway, he'd get three guys.
Is it Studs with a Z?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember.
But no, that's a club here.
They would go out with one girl, like the dating game.
No, you're right. Mark DiCarlo.
Mark DiCarlo, yeah. They would go out with the girls like on a dating game. Mm. And then they would come back and they would talk about it, their experience and all that stuff. But it was like a... It was, they talked about the who had the sex, and she ended up having sex with all three of them. And she and they were all just like douchebag guys that you see at the club. So it was, if you were on that show, you wore jeans with white stitching at some point in your life. Yeah. And it was fun to watch that because you know that those girls are real party whores.
They go out.
Nobody was looking really to fall in love there. They were just, Studs was, I'd love to see, they could never bring Studs back now.
So that was a singular episode. So every episode, it was basically like late night version of the dating game.
Yes, but it was more, they gave you more details about what happened on the date. Yeah. They followed them around and all that stuff.
It said it relied heavily on sexual innuendo and double entendre.
Yeah.
It
was three seasons.
It was good. It was really good. I remember watching it when you were, I was probably in my early 20s when it was on.
I just love those shows because you're just like watching these small moments that you've experienced before. Breakups, mm-hmm. first kiss, would want to come home with me. Like all of those moments we've all had. You know, the larger thing of like, hey, a camera's going to follow you around while you talk to this woman.
Yeah. Have you been on Tinder or any of that stuff?
I'm on Hinge.
Now?
Now.
Okay, and now you're single.
I'm single. I've been single for like the last year.
How's that working out for you? Because
it's been strange.
You're a good-looking guy.
I'm okay.
You got solid eyebrows.
I got the brows.
You
me
got
and Reza.
The confidence level that you need for girls. And you're funny.
I try my best.
And you relate to them on their TV watching habits.
Yes.
So that should be a very good path for you.
It's tough because
you're like what Spanish should be.
Spanish still single?
No, Spanish got a hot girlfriend now that we encourage him not to cheat on because she's really pretty.
Okay, good.
But Spanish, like the comparison to you guys is he has the eyebrows, and that's
brows are big.
But that's all he has. He doesn't have the rest of the stuff to go with it.
Yeah. Carmen's boyfriend has no eyebrows.
That's right.
No eyebrows. Yeah.
Carmen's boyfriend is a light-skinned black guy.
Okay.
And his eyebrows are the same color as his skin, so it appears that he has no eyebrows.
No stenciling.
No. And we look at him sometimes and we're like, and then when we see him, we're really staring at him. And then Carmen says when people recognize him now, when he goes, oh, it's Carmen's boyfriend, they look right at his eyebrows.
Right at the eyebrows. Eyebrows, you can't look away.
No.
You have to.
They
define the face. My brother once got his eyebrows waxed, and they went too far.
Oh, no.
And I, for a month, we never made eye contact the whole month. I was just staring at his eyebrows.
Different person.
And he was like, stop it. Every time I look at him, he goes, stop it. I go, I can't. I have to look at something.
Then there were the kids that I went to school with that had the one eyebrow that's a really fully connected in the middle.
Yeah.
And some of them were cool. They weren't all the weirdos there. I got a cool friend who just had a unibrow, and that was it.
Yeah, you wonder how that happens. I remember, like, when you go through that age, you look at your mom, you're like, should these be connected? You're like, no, we gotta fix you.
Nobody's
guy in the NBA, the pro that has
Anthony
the one.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Well, he turned it into a brand.
Right. I know.
Clearly
he knows.
Yeah, he knew. They gave him a nickname for it. It was like the brow man or something.
But I think that's up to your parents to tell
it's
you.
It's a parent thing.
Yeah. Like when you get, and then when your parents get old, then it's your job to tell them that they have ear hair.
Yeah, that's a bad, you see a unibrow, bad parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wax?
I wax my back.
You do?
I go get my back waxed. I something about the process. I enjoy it.
I'm going to tell you, I wax my nose and my ears at the same time. So I go in there and they stick these little lollipop things up my nose. And
I get the nose.
Out. Doesn't hurt.
No, nope, it's
it
pretty
feels
easy.
Like they're ripping your brain out of your face, but it doesn't really hurt. It's just, you're like, did something just happen? And they're like, no, you're okay.
Yeah.
And the ears, same thing. And I feel good because that makes me feel clean. And then the girl's always like, when are you going to let me wax your back? And I go, I don't know. when I don't feel like I'm going to be laying there like a wounded manatee with my shirt off. That's what I feel. Because the girls who do it are all tens. They're all smoking hot girls. So I don't want to, I feel.
You got to do it because it is the weirdest feeling when you shower afterwards.
Yes, it feels.
It feels like the water doesn't touch your body.
You were like, why have I been wearing a shirt all these years?
Yeah.
You feel like you can swim faster.
Yeah.
You really do feel fluid when you have it. I have had it done before. I don't mind it. Like whenever I'm going on a cruise or going on vacation or something, anything I'm going to wear, a tank top or where you could just see the top half of my back, I got to get that all taken.
Tell them about the thing your brother gave you to use. Razor thing.
Listen to this. I was at my brother's house, and he had this thing. It looked like a squeegee that you'd clean your windshield with.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you seen it? Have you used it?
And it's like a back scratcher.
Right.
Try to do it yourself. Yeah, I've seen like the infomercial for it, and every time I see it, I'm like, nah,
I can't. That, the one on the infomercial has a blade on it, and you shave your back that way. Mm. This is not a blade. It's got a rubber thing that looks like a window squeegee. And I go, well, how would I? And I just try it and took all the hair. Like
really?
I like to do that on my arm because I have tattoos and the hair grows through and looks gross to me. So I'll just use the thing to go like this.
Yeah.
And it comes right off and it's all, and then you just clean it off the blade and it's perfect, right? So then I'm like, this is wonderful. And I'm in the back, doing the back, doing the bottom, getting it all. And I'm like, I'm going to have the smoothest back ever. And then I just look down and it looked like a homicide. Whatever little pimple or little Italian thingies I had hanging off my back, I cut them all and was bleeding like you couldn't
really?
Believe. Yeah, I call my brother. I go, I'm bleeding everywhere. He's like, I don't bleed. I don't know what your problem is.
I remember I was in a fraternity in college. I remember like I walked into the bathroom one day and one of the pledges was tasked with shaving one of the brother's backs. And I was like, this is worse than any pledge.
Yeah.
Thing I could ever imagine. I was like, this is where I'll not go.
This is
the bottom.
I mean, that's kind of like, that's a good thing because you do need somebody to help you with that. And
yeah.
Like now I could, if I had to, I'd ask my wife to help me.
Of course.
But in college, that's a good use of a pledge.
Right.
Because you need to get it done. You can't get all the spots by yourself.
Who else is going to do it?
Right. I was so glad in my college that all my friends were in a fraternity. And then I was like, all right, I never was a fraternity guy. And then I'm like, all right, I like these guys. I'm going to try it out. And then I was like, the first one that tries to make me do gay stuff, I'm out. I'm not running around naked. I'm not doing any of that stuff. And I'm not letting anybody hit me with stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody hit me.
No.
Yeah,
it's like, all overrated. I mean, like the places that end up going too far are the places that
usually
have, like,
my fraternity.
Yeah, where they lost control or they didn't really. They never struck me as friends.
Right.
You know, like you have to like hang with this dude. In 3 months.
Yeah, but you know, he's always going to be looking at you as the guy who shaved your back.
Yeah.
You know? It's just weird. It's like you're going to think of all the things that and I remember my big brother was a very effeminate guy.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know where this is going. The first day he was like, I didn't think you're going to be great. And I was like, oh, bro. And he was wonderful. He was the nicest guy. Never did anything weird, always looked out for me, and I was like, I kept waiting for it to take a hard left turn somewhere, and it did not.
The lights turn off, there we go! You know, like, they just start, all of my guys that I went to school with are all good friends still, like, it actually, like, and, you know, they drop you off in the middle of the field to, like, get back to the, you know, the thing, and you're like,
it's fun, stupid,
you know, camp, you know, it's, what it ends up being is, like, team building activities, you know, it's like a corporate retreat.
Yeah, and, you know, trust falls and all that other stuff. Jared Fried is here with us. Jared's going to be at Science Putters this weekend, 960, nope, is that the right number? Hold on. 81. Oh my God! I can't. It's been so long. Sidesputterscomedy.com. I can tell you that you could make your reservations online, and you can book your seats. I think it's 960. I don't want to end up giving out the improv's phone number.
It's 285-5125.
No, that can't be right.
Sidesplitters.
That's not right.
That's
on
Google.
They changed their number.
Mm-hmm.
That might be their office number.
It's the phone number.
I would say. Go to sidesplitterscomedy.com and you can book it through
there.
You're
probably right, though.
Yeah. I know the website's right.
Not Google.
Are you performing with anybody this week? You know, do you one of those guys who take somebody with you on the road?
So my buddy Aruba Ray is coming.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go say hi to Ray.
You got to come say hi to Ray.
So, you know, I was booked to go down there with Bobby. Yeah. And, is he here yet or no?
So he's coming Friday.
I would have loved to have brought him in.
And come on. He's not going to be able to do the Thursday, but he's doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Aruba Ray, he's the best. He texted me. He was like, So you're in Tampa. You want to? I was like, come on in. I'm not like, you know, great. I don't bring people, you know. Usually if someone comes with me, someone will like, what's going on now, a lot of comics are like looking at, you know, other comics' calendars.
Right.
Seamless. And then you get a text, hey, I'm trying to work on whatever. And yeah, I'm always like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, I'm down. You know, like, it's not a big deal.
So Aruba Ray has a comedy club in Aruba.
Yes.
At a hotel that everybody loves. And Bobby's like, we got to go. And I'm like, okay, we're in. So Bobby's like, I want you to go and do 10 minutes. But I was like, all right, yeah, cool, whatever. I'm in Aruba. If I bomb, who cares? And then we got all excited about it. And then my wife got COVID paranoia. She's like, what if we, she goes, we're all clear to go, but what if we get stuck there? What if we have COVID while we're there and we come back? Oh, we're not going to get COVID at the thing, and blah, 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 blah. And finally, it came down to she didn't want to go. And I had to call Bobby and say, my wife doesn't want to go. And he's like, you pussy, and making fun of me and all that. Then the ultimate thing happened. When they were getting ready to leave, his wife and kid got COVID and they had to stay there.
Oh, my
God.
And
I was like, you see?
This is what
my wife was right. This would have been us. We would have had
to go. Your wife put a spell on them. Oh, yeah.
We weren't happy for them, but I mean, it was.
No, you're happy that you got proven right that this could happen.
Well, she did. I was still thinking she was nuts. But I felt bad for them, but that's the one thing you have to worry about. But now, I'm traveling now. Now I'm going.
Oh, I traveled through the whole thing. I mean, I was here in, you know, a year and
you
a half
you stayed
ago.
Down here, right? You stayed down? Was it? No, I know.
No, my parents live in Boca.
That was the other pair of eyebrows. Brett Ernst, who stayed down here.
Oh, he was in Tampa for a while?
Not in Tampa, but down in South Florida, I think.
Gotcha. Yeah. My parents are in Boca, so I was like back and forth Boca to New York. And then I drove over here last, like, Valentine's Day weekend. And then, you know, I travel around the whole time. Now it's like everyone's back.
Yeah.
You know, the flights are crazy. It's...
I haven't flown since you don't have to wear a mask. I still had to wear a mask last time I flew.
Well, that was the thing. I you know, you see all these videos, and then I remember I flew 2 days after the mask mandate on the planes got lifted.
Right.
And everyone was just normal.
Yeah.
You know, like, no one reports on the normal flights. I'm on a flight. It was, and it's from New York.
Yeah.
You know, New York will get the liberal whatever town, USA. 85% no masks on the flight. This is 2 days after it got lifted, and I said, I was like, you know, no one came on the flight waving the American flag while spitting on people.
We are free.
Yeah, and then there was nobody else with, like, a mask on that said, you know, if you can read this, you're a murderer with their, like, pronouns. And I was like, this isn't the flight Twitter, you know, promised me. You know?
I want action on this.
Yeah, where's the insanity?
That's so funny.
And it was just so normal, and it's amazing that, like, how we all kind of like flow with the river a little bit. Like most people just, you know, you see and you just see so many crazy videos that you assume everyone is crazy.
We're like, just, I would think most of us, like you said, flow with the river. They're like, well, this is what we have to do. Fine, let's just do it and go.
Let's just go.
I got no time to argue with people over some stuff. Let's just do it. Whatever we have to do to make it easy.
I just want to get there. I just want to like eat, sleep, and have sex.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
not in that order. Well, listen, if you want to have sex with Jared this weekend, he is at the club.
I'm on
him. He'll be on Side Splitters.
960-1197. You're right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so
the other one's the office number. That's probably the ticket number there. Yeah.
You know what? You go eat a banana.
Yeah. I'll eat two.
I get confused. I've been saying these things for so long, they all run together sometimes. So you're there tonight?
Tonight.
Tomorrow and Saturday?
And Sunday.
Oh, you got the Sunday show.
I got the full thing. Yeah. Aruba Ray is going to open Friday through Sunday. It'll be fun. We're buddies. And, you know, the shows have been good. I mean, I've been traveling around. I did a TED Talk last weekend. So.
Now, how did that come about? Who calls you for a TED Talk?
It was insane. I don't know. I have no connection to the TED world.
Right.
Do you watch them?
I have just seen... I know what they are, but I'm not sitting. I can't sit through anything.
You know, UFC fighters and Bachelor contestants come out of Tampa. Not a lot of TED speakers
from this area. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not a TED guy.
Right.
There are some people that are like, I've watched every single one.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm not that guy. I get an email through my website. Hey, I'm a huge fan of your podcast. I would love. I'm with TEDx Reno. I guess TEDx is all the independent ones that feed into TED, larger. They're associated, but they feed into it. And they're like, would you want to come? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And I was
like, they tell you what they want you to talk about?
That was the thing. So I was a performer. So they have performers kind of close out each segment.
Okay.
I think to add a little energy to the show because it's very few. It's professors, it's motivational speakers,
right.
And it's business coaches.
Okay,
those are the people that do TEDx,
right?
Because they're trying. They have their own brand. Like, it felt like I was doing a college NACA, you know, like the when you're a comedian, you can go to these college, networking events to get booked by the colleges.
Right.
And it's like a juggler, it's like a mime. Yeah. You know, this was like the adult version of it. And they were like, come, and some people, so I started reaching out to some comics who have done it. They just did stand-up. I was like, so I do a podcast about dating and relationships. I give advice.
Yeah.
So, and when I talk about dating and relationships, people are like, what do you know? And I'm like, okay, this is kind of an interesting place to start. That
right.
I'm this person that people don't expect to have a thoughtful, you know, opinion on dating. Because most men don't have a thoughtful opinion on dating. So I was like, I'll put together this TED-ish,
about that.
Whatever about that. And so my TED is called Who Should Pay for the First Date.
Okay, like that.
So the whole premise is who should pay for the first date. And I went to my Instagram and like asked people, and people are passionate about that question. Then they get angry away.
Let me tell you what I think.
Go ahead.
And then you tell me where that falls with the thought. If I ask a woman out on a date, I'm paying for the first date.
I got you. That's the way women get out of the question. What I noticed is women tiptoe around what they feel about this subject. They don't want to mess things up.
Okay.
So what they say, so I ask, I go, identify your gender and tell me what you feel about who should pay for the first date. All the women, well, maybe. I kind of like when the guy, you know, it was all like tiptoeing.
Because these bitches want to be like, I want the guy to pay for everything.
They do.
They don't want to be the one to say that.
And they don't want to say that. It's an icky thing. It feels like a trick question.
Yeah, I know every other tradition they want to break except for that one.
Well, that's the thing, and I don't blame them. I like paying for the date. Like, I want to feel, you know, as a man.
I asked you out.
I asked you out, but also as a straight man, you can't go kill a lion these days.
Right.
You know, how do you be a man?
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel good about I paid for that? And like, that's an icky thing too to say, because then there's like this, like, I went and, you know, you start Googling like who should pay for the first date and like what are the numbers behind it.
Yeah.
And there are these articles about how it's, ingrained misogyny because I feel good. And you're like, I'm not thinking that much into it. Like, and so it's interesting that who should pay for the first date becomes your answer, becomes just like the vaccine or the mask. You couldn't just have this opinion on this. It had to mean everything else about you.
Yeah.
So I went up and so the premise is who should pay for the first date, but the TED Talky-ish part where I'm trying to have a message and a through line is, you know, your feelings are the rules. It's okay to have your feelings be the rules. What you feel, because I would rather be with someone that I like than someone who I've tricked into liking me.
Gotcha.
So that's the whole premise. And I went and worked on it in comedy clubs, and it's like, it was so awkward because I'm like, you know, the joke parts are funny, but then at the end I'm like, and your feelings matter. And these people are drunk. I'm like, six tequilas. They're like, what's going on here? Talk about your penis.
You know, like, your feelings.
Yeah, what feelings?
Carmen, I see Carmen itching over there about
women are very passionate about this subject.
Go I would imagine that women feel obligated. They are that's the thing. If the guy pays, and especially if it's expensive, whatever, they feel like, oh, well, if he's paying, now I feel obligated.
That was the feedback from you got all the holes. That was the feedback from a lot of women.
Yeah,
and that's fair too. I understand. I don't think anyone's wrong. It's like, you know, your answer. And I had one woman. She wrote back, and I end the TED talk with this DM that I got, and she's like, I'm sick of this debate. I gotta put on makeup. I gotta buy tampons. You try doing it.
Right,
it's like this long thing, and the whole crowd at the TED talk starts clapping for her. And I was like, and I go, she's right, because everything she's saying, I have no disagreement with. I'm like, but who is she debating?
Yeah.
You know, like, go date someone who agrees with you.
Carmen, before you chime in, let me just reposition my position. I do like to pay, and I feel like I called a girl up and said, hey, you want to go out to dinner? I'm taking you out to dinner. I don't expect anything. But I also don't want her, if she says, hey, let me give you some, I go, oh, no, that's a...
Well, yeah. The Wait, offer.
But I don't need it all the time, like, especially not on a first or second or dinner date, because I want you to trust that you're that you know I invited you and I'm paying. I don't need you.
Plus,
to
Plus, you feel like she's trying to get out of you know what?
Yeah, like you're
but that's what the offer is for. So I'm with you, Mike. I agree with if you invite me, then yes, I expect you to pay. If I invite you, then I expect to pay. I'm, you know what I mean. I'm planning on paying.
Carmen, here, this was the big thing. This is what I know. So I started by asking people who should pay for the first date. Identify your gender, and all these women tiptoed around it, and they're the smart ones.
Yeah.
Wrote whoever asked to sound like whatever, and then I wrote my next question was who should ask for the date, and they're like the man, like every single one. So the you know the reality is, of course, if I ask someone, you know, that okay, I've invited you, that's a very mathematical way to get out of an emotional question, and but then it becomes. But I would rather. How would? What would you like? And it's like I would. You know, all these women would write in. I would love for a guy to ask me out. Make a plan, pay for the date. I would feel good about that experience. Right. And
they
it's
want
so,
the guy to be in charge, but they feel like if they say that now, that they're somehow less of a woman. A
tough question in 2022.
But for me personally, I have a decent job. I make decent money. So when a guy asks me out, if we're doing like let's say a dinner and putt putt or dinner and a movie, he pays for dinner, I pay for the movie.
No, but I
feel about it, like, in general.
So here's what would happen, though. If you and I went out on a date, our first date probably or whatever, you asked me out on the date and I go, I'm not even... That check will be paid without you even knowing it. Yeah. I will pull the smooth move where I pay it anyway.
And that's very appreciative. And that's where it comes down to. But I'm not expecting it. I'm not coming on that date with no money in my bank account. Oh, not course. Ready to pay for it. But there are girls that go out on Tinder dates specifically to get food. Meals.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I think that's overblown because I understand what you're saying. And, like, you know, the thing is that's where this conversation always goes, which is so unfair. It goes to the extreme. It goes to guys paying for sex and women cheating guys out of their money to get meals. And it's but those are extremes. Those are people that you're going to have to deal with in your whole life. So like whenever this who should pay for the first date conversation comes up, people are warding against a person they would never want to even date.
Yeah.
Those two people on the extremes, the woman that's there for the, you know, you'll find out at some point. But if you act the way you feel is right, that makes you feel good,
then you should be happy.
You'll smoke those people out. And it's just, it's an interesting thing that, like, it's with everything. Because I got so much feedback and it was so interesting to see people, like, because people get fired up.
Oh, I bet.
You know, like, because it's my money and it's my body. You know, there's two things that are like, you know, what gets you more fired up than those two things?
So, Spanish, should we wrap it up or what do we do? We're running.
Yeah, we're probably.
No, you're fine. You're
probably
fine,
have two more commercial breaks.
We do. So then, what I'm saying is, should I take a break or should we just end the show? Oh, you don't. You're the worst producer ever.
Hoppy.
Worst. We have 3 minutes of talking time left.
So if we go, then we'll just be done with the show in 3 minutes, and then it will be a double-up commercial break.
Okay. Well, listen, then let me tell everybody about Jared. Jared is going to be at Side Splitters this weekend. Oh, you did. I enjoy it. Believe me, I wish all people
that means
came
it's
in here
good.
With something to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
No,
I
we
love
just ran up against
talking.
The clock,
okay,
and I was
good.
Like, wow.
I don't want to, like, take over.
No. I love it. Go see Jared at Side Splitters, 960-1197, or you can actually buy your tickets online at sidesplitterscomedy.com. Jared's very funny, and he appeals, like, as a guy who we're joking about the dating and the talk, he's not that. If you're a guy, you'll like his comedy, and if you're a girl, you'll appreciate
it. It is the greatest combo in the world. I have a lot of women that come, and then the boyfriend after will be like, oh, I thought you were going to, like, just talk about The Bachelor for an hour. They have a good time. We all have fun. I mess with the audience.
And
I
plug your podcast, too.
Yeah, You Up Podcast, that's every Wednesday. Great conversation piece if you listen with your girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to listen, it's the You Up Podcast.
And if you want to bang Jared, he's single, you can stop by and see him at the club.
Spanish took my phone and started swiping on the apps. That's why he's so distracted.
It's great to see you. Please tell Ray I said hi. I'm going to try and get over there this weekend to see you guys.
Awesome.
We are off tomorrow, and we are off Monday for Memorial Day, so we'll be back on Tuesday.
Another Bone Bonus coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, stand by. We're going to do some commercials, and we'll go right into the Bone Bonus here before the after show. Now, are we or are we not going to Paul McCartney? What do you think is going to happen? What do you say? Am I going?
What do I say?
No, me. Yeah, what do you think about me and Joe? Will we be there, yes or no?
Probably not.
Gio?
Can I have your ticket, son?
Spanish? Carmen?
No chance.
No confidence in anybody. Joe?
Yes, Michael.
You think we're going?
You're sitting there saying no. You're saying about traffic and Tom can't do
it. It's too long. Can't say.
No, that's why I feel like I have to go.
Plus, you have a history.
You got to go.
It's in Orlando, though.
I'm going, Joe.
How far is Orlando?
Well, it's only about an hour and a half, but now with Memorial Day traffic and all that stuff.
You got to go. I mean, this is like a last chance opportunity.
All right, we're going, Joe. We're going. It's the last chance for Joe, too. He's old, he's older than Paul McCartney.
I could be dead next time.
Joe looks like he's ready to go.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Check us out on Instagram at the Mike Calda Show, at Jared Fried on Instagram as well. And we will see you guys on Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.